Welcome to the JenningsWire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman, the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is professional reinventor Ty Nguyen, a five-star chef, international kickboxer, writer, speaker, and mindset transformation coach. Ty was born in Vietnam, his family fleeing the country after the war and settled in Australia. Ty has lived in six different countries and has met too many people with buried passions and dreams. So his goal is to help as many people uncover those dreams as possible. So welcome, Ty. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Stacey. I'm super excited about being on the show.
Well, we're excited to have you, especially a professional reinventor. I love that title. I think it's fantastic. And through all the countries that you've lived in and things that you've done, what can you tell our listeners has been the biggest lesson that you've learned so far in reinventing yourself?
Well, Stacey, I really feel like a lot of our culture and society has this huge emphasis on finding that one meaning, purpose, identity, passion. And as I've grown and as I've evolved in my journey, I've really come to realize that that's a whole lot of pressure to be putting on people, especially like myself, who have a whole ton of different interests and a whole ton of different passions. And that was sort of the motivation behind this whole idea of reinventing myself. I realized that we're always pushing this one meaning, one purpose, one job, but realizing that can evolve around, and I make a distinction between your values and your vehicle, that can revolve around your passions and your values. You know, there are different careers that can bring you these things, and you can jump from one to the other without having to feel confined to one thing.
Well, you know what, Ty, that makes a lot of sense because, yeah, you decide on one dream and going after it and having to be the best and how to break all the barriers and those sorts of things. So you're right. The pressure to do that could be suffocating. So I love the idea of not having to confine yourself just to one dream, but to try them all out. So what do you think holds people back from even trying to pursue one of these things?
I think it's familiarity. They say familiarity breeds contempt, but I think it also breeds this pseudo sense of comfort that is really more uncomfortable and more damaging for us. I had a good friend tell me, you know, people become too comfortable with being uncomfortable. And I think that the uncomfort masks itself as comfort because it's familiar. We gravitate towards things that we're familiar with. And so I think that's a huge hurdle for people to get over. You become really familiar with your job. You become really familiar with how much you're going to get each month. You become familiar with your role, and that breeds this, I call it a pseudo comfort, because it seems like it's a comfort, but it's really crippling you because it's holding you back from stepping away and trying something else.
Now, it doesn't sound like you had that issue, right? You've been uncomfortable. You sound like you've been able to adapt to different things, different places to live, different careers, different dreams and aspirations. But even though you've done all of these things, the five-star chef, international kickboxer, all of that, you must have failed along the way. What would you tell our listeners your biggest failure was and then the lesson learned from it?
Ooh, it probably have to be pretty recently, Stacey, since I've stepped out into sort of uncharted waters with becoming an author and a writer and being supported doing this here in Peru. But, you know, with setting up the blog, this is all new to me, this whole online phenomenon, getting on social media, getting my name out there. And so getting to write for a few prominent websites, a lot of people have gotten in touch and said, hey, let's collaborate and do some work together. And I think that ADD personality in me, which a lot of people have, just jumps at these opportunities without really thinking them through. So there were a couple of potential partnerships that I kind of let develop too much when I knew, you know, it really wasn't the right thing. So I think it's it's letting good opportunities pull you away from the right path. You know, it's not usually the bad options that are the ones that we have to sort through. It's easy to tell a good option from a bad option, but it's when the good option pulls you away from the right option, the right path, that's really crippling. So I'd have to say, for me, that was a big failure, not making the distinction between something that's good. Yes, it's good. It's probably valuable if I went down it, but is it the right thing? So a couple of times I let good things pull me away from the right path, and that'd be a big mistake for me.
And what would you tell people are the biggest keys to living out their dreams? What's the one thing that they can do right now to start down that path?
I think a very practical and valuable step to take is gaining validation. You know, you've got your dream, you've got your passion, but you need to be realistic at the same time and be sure that you can create a living around it. There's nothing worse than stepping out and completely falling flat on your face, especially if you've got family, a wife and children to support as well. You're taking on a lot more risk. So getting validation. So for me, that came with, I knew I wanted to be a writer, but did I have the skills to be a writer? So I started writing a few guest posts and sending them away to fairly large websites, and they got picked up. And so that was the validation that said, okay, I have something that people actually want to read and see value in. And so that allowed me to start taking the steps away from the previous career that I had as a chef in Texas. So I think validation is important. So you have your passion, but is it at the level where people will see enough value that you can create a living around it? And if you're not at that stage, it doesn't mean that you can't do it. It just means that you need to work on refining your skills a little more.
And Ty, finally, what are some daily habits that you can reveal to our listeners that can help contribute to their success?
I love habits, Stacey. I love that question. I think we really are all just a product of our habits. And so I'm constantly trying to ingrain little habits into myself, getting up early, going for a jog and exercising, especially on days that I don't feel like it. I think the minute you recognize that you don't feel like doing something, I think when you force yourself through that, you're building that willpower muscle, you're building your self-discipline. So in any habit that you're creating, anytime you don't feel like doing it, I think pushing through. Personally, I just try and crank out about 2,000 words in the morning just on my laptop, just flow of consciousness writing, not even thinking anything that flows through my mind. I just type out. And really, it's just an exercise of getting myself used to writing at least 2,000 words a day, because I've just cranked that out in the morning. But that's just one way that I try and create these habits. So I think it's important, whatever habit you're doing, you'll notice that it transfers into different areas of your life. So regardless of what that habit is, just be consistent with it.
All right, Ty. Well, I want to thank you for joining us today and remind our listeners that you can learn more about Ty Nguyen at his website, theutopianlife.com, and we'll spell that. That's theutopian life, theutopianlife.com. It's the launching pad for personal revolution and evolution. You can connect with Ty there, as well as on Twitter at Ty Nguyen, and that's Taiwins. So thanks again, Ty. We really appreciate you joining us.
Hey, thanks so much, Stacey. Really enjoyed it.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Jennings Wire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.